So when you think about Paul, we have this image. Paul the mighty, right? Almighty. Like Peter and Paul, two pillars of the church. And traveling all over places to proclaim the word of God, proclaim that Jesus is indeed Christ. We have this idea, we have this image. We tend to portray Paul as awesome heroes. I mean, yeah, indeed he is. But before going that part, we need to really reveal who he really was. And we can find it from today's gospel, or today's the first reading here. Saul, before Paul, before changed named Paul, still breathing murderous threats. But remember the scripture, you need to really pay attention to detail. Breathing murderous threats means, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to kill these people. You see how violent he could be. His heart was filled with this feeling to kill these people who are following Jesus. That was his murderous threats against the disciples of the Lord. Went to the high priest and asked him for a letter to the synagogues in Damascus that he should find any men and women, including children. And he says, Jerusalem in chain. At the time, remember, chain is not like our time in chain. It's heavy. Literally, he's got the letter now. He has authority now. He could go to any place. Imagine someone came to your house. Are you a Christian? Are you follow Jesus? Yes, I am. All right. Grab their hair, throw them into the city, throw them into the street, put them into the chain, carry them to the Jerusalem. That's who he was. Think about it. Wow, right? Remember when Saint Stephen was dying by stone? Who was there? Saul was there. He saw it. Probably he did not throw the stone, but he probably said, kill him, kill him. Can you see that? Now, adding more, according to the description, we think that Paul was rather a good-looking guy. He was not. His face was very skinny and more like a very vicious-looking, according to the description. And his voice was high-pitched, like, hello, how are you? Imagine that. Oh, you people! That was his, according to the script, according to the history, he had a high pitch voice. And his leg was not straight up, rather this. So when he walked like this. And then many people believe that he had a seizure problem. So in the midst of all this teaching, he got a seizure and then he just fell down like that. He was not a pleasant person to be with. That's what other people said. You see, this man who didn't look good, rather very vicious looking, high-pitched voice, and, the murderous threats, breathing the murderous threats, very vicious, very, I would say, the anger-filled, this person. I hope that you will be able to see the picture of Paul right now, Saul. What happened? He encountered Jesus. He met Jesus. And his life was completely changed. I see the power of God's grace. It gives us a great hope. I don't know about you. It gives us a great hope. If Saul met Jesus, and his life was changed, and he became an instrument of God's grace, then we have a better shape. We have a better chance. We do have a better chance. If you pay attention to the homily, yesterday's homily, the Saturday and Sunday, I preached about repentance. And I said this one, repentance, first step is very difficult, but unless we receive God's amazing grace, if God's grace is pouring down upon us, then we might take the first step of repentance better. I mentioned that at the homily. When do we encounter Jesus, my brothers and sisters? I go back this one again and again. You might be sick to even hear from me, but I'm going to say it again because that's the truth. Where do we encounter Christ? In the Mass. Four ways. Again, a little bit longer homily today, I'm sorry, but he says this one, Jesus says this one. Saul, why are you persecuting my people? Did Jesus say that? No. He didn't say that. He said what? He did not say, why are you persecuting my people? He didn't say that. Rather, he said what? Saul, why are you persecuting me? Ah, meaning what? 23 are gathered in your name, in Jesus' name. We join the mystical body of Christ. So we become Jesus. Like we are participating in the mystical body of Jesus. That's why Jesus says, why are you persecuting me? Rather than, why are you persecuting my people? 2 and 3 are gathered. You gather here, we encounter Jesus, first one. Second, Word of God, incarnate Word. Holy Father says what? Word of God. It's coming to you. It's not a printing word. You are permeating into the Word of God. Third, Holy Eucharist. Bread and wine becomes the precious body of our Lord Jesus Christ, blood of our Jesus Christ. Jesus and I become one. God and I become one. Last not the least, who's offering this? Priest. And obviously, deacon is also serving this as the person of server of Jesus Christ. In persona Christi servitus, but the priest in persona Christi capritis, meaning person of Christ the head, meaning you see this Korean accent, rather short priest, but Jesus Christ is coming to you. Jesus Christ is somehow using me, taking me, and then Jesus Christ becomes a high priest and offer himself to God the Father. Holy victim. Awesome victim. Four ways. We encounter Jesus four different ways in the Mass. St. Paul did not have that chance. We have that one. How awesome is that? So my brothers and sisters, we have a better chance. We have a better chance. If St. Paul, if Saul becomes a saint, oh come on, why not? We cannot become a saint. We can become a saint. Hopefully soon, if we cannot fulfill that now, later, definitely for sure. So today, that's why church celebrate conversion of St. Paul, to give us a hope. That's why church celebrate conversion of St. Paul, telling each one of us that, we have a better chance if we open our heart. So when we receive Jesus today, when Jesus comes to you and me, when Jesus and I, we become one. That's why we call the what? Union with God. Communion, communication. Communion. When we have communion with God, let us ask Jesus, let us ask God to pour down His grace upon us so that we may encounter Christ the way that Saul encountered. And then ask Jesus to reveal the place where we need to repent so the conversion of your name, conversion of Father John Kim today might happen after this Mass.